to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. End 13th July or 1750. Club card 24-month credit agreement and unlocked 4G phone required. Value issued as 2,000 club card points. See tescomobile.com/terms.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 11, Iranian officials say they'll continue their attack on Israel after missiles were fired last night. It's in response to Israeli strikes on nuclear facilities earlier this week. Politics expert Natasha Lindstad told Radio X it's unlikely we'll see a peaceful resolution anytime soon.
Israel has vowed that they're going to keep going until the very end, until they can bring Iran to their knees, and they've already destroyed their defense and missile capabilities. I mean, this has the potential to be regime-ending for Iran.
Investigators from the UK have arrived in India to help teams looking into Thursday's plane crash. They're trying to work out what caused it to come down shortly after takeoff. 53 British nationals were on board. There's been a fifth night of violence in Northern Ireland. Petrol bombs have been thrown at police in Portadown. Unrest started on Monday in Ballymena following claims of a sexual assault in the town. 1,300 troops are taking part in the King's official birthday parade in central London. There'll be a flypast over Buckingham Palace later. And David Beckham says he's really proud to have been made a Sir for his services to sport and charity. There's an MBE for Rachel Daly, who won the Euros with the Lionesses in 2022.
Weather.
Rain and thunder in the north, sun and showers in the south, highs of 25. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Tom Crosdale.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Kickabout.
Radio X.
Hello there and welcome to The Kickabout. It is Saturday morning, Toby Tarrant here, in for Johnny Vaughan, but joined by the inimitable Mr. Gavin the Woodman Woods. Happy Saturday, Gavin.
Happy Saturday, Toby. Thanks for stepping in again.
You're so welcome. It's an honour to be here. Do you know what? It's always daunting doing the kickabouts.
Why?
When football season's over.
It's not over. It's everywhere.
It's true. I can't move for football.
I know. I keep being surprised by the game actually being on.
I know.
I thought, wow, there's football on.
Well, also, you know, because I follow Liverpool home and away and I went up for the end of season and all that. And I thought, oh, do you know what? I'm ready for a break. And I've watched so much football this week.
I know.
Week.
It's been crazy.
Spain-Portugal went to extra time.
It was really quite exciting.
It's really good.
It was Ronaldo versus Yamal.
Keep an eye.
I know.
Keep an eye. I thought you were about to say Ronaldo versus your mum. I didn't even know she was playing.
Don't bring my mum into this.
Yeah, exactly. No, not near Christian. Mum, leave, you know.
We can talk about Tuchel's mum, but not mine.
We'll talk about Tuchel's mum later on.
Yeah.
I'd be happy if my mum dated Lionel Messi, but not Ronaldo.
No, of course. You've got to draw the line somewhere.
You really do.
With who your mum's dating.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I came into this thinking, well, this is going to be tough. You know, there's not too much football to talk about. Turns out there's loads of football to talk
about. There's loads.
It's the sort of August kickabout, which is the tricky one.
Well, not really, because the season starts in August.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's always... It's that sketch, isn't it? The David Mitchell sketch.
It really is.
But I do feel sorry sometimes in the off-season when Sky Sports News, because a bit like the Kickabout, where we pretend to be a sports show, but really we're 90% a football show.
That's right.
Sky Sports News is 90% football.
Of course it is, yeah, yeah.
And it's always in about July when they're just doing county cricket.
Yeah.
And then they find a story normally about a kit man who's been at a club in League One for 50 years.
Or they do texters like, have you seen a footballer at a petrol station? There's not much to talk about, is there?
But we've got lots. And also, this is our Le Mans special today as well.
Yes, it is. Yeah, 24-hour racing.
Yeah. No, people aren't brave enough on radio to do Le Mans specials, but
right,
we are.
Right.
So we're going to give you everything you need to know and some stuff that you didn't need to know about Le Mans. Yeah,
we'll be across the whole thing. It's always been my dream, Toby, to do a live 24-hour broadcast on radio of Le Mans.
Well, we're not going to do that.
Can you imagine that?
We'll do just under 2 hours because I might clock off early and go
that'll
to the
do.
Pub.
That'll
but, yeah,
do,
that'll yeah. do. That'll yeah, do. That'll but, do. You know, the thought was there.
Sure.
Right, so this is The Kickabout. We're kicking off with Green Day on Radio X. Happy Saturday.
Radio X.
Hey!
representative from California has the floor.
Sing out to the president, gas man. Pumped away is your punishment. Pulverize the Eiffel Towers. We'll criticize your government. Bang, bang goes a broken glass.
Radio X Saturday morning, Toby Tarrant in for Johnny Vaughan doing the kickabout with Gavin the Woodman Woods, and it is tradition that we look at the good, the bad and the ugly. Gavin, why don't you start things off? What have you seen this week that's been good in the sporting world?
Well, what I like to see, what's been good for me, Tobe, is Trent Alexander-Arnold. He's at Madrid now. He's speaking Spanish already.
I was going to say, as a Liverpool fan, this isn't good so far.
Well, no, but he's gone for the, generally, he's gone for the Trent on the back of his shirt. So he's gone for the single first name tradition that usually is part of the Brazilian tradition.
Yeah, has he?
Isn't it? Yeah. And also the Brazilians famously use English names. I mean, there's been a Fred, an Oscar, a Joe. There's an Allison.
There's a Kevin.
There's a Kevin at Shakhtar who's just being sold. There was a Bill. There was a Bernard and a Ralph. It's unbelievable. Ralph. But I was just thinking, it still doesn't work in the Premier League, does it? To just have Steve on your shirt.
Yeah.
Or Dave.
Yeah. What are the rules on that?
I don't know.
Can you just say, what I want on the back?
Well, no, I think it's when you become a super, superstar,
yeah,
you only need that first name and everyone knows who you're
like
talking.
Like Madonna.
Exactly. Or
yeah.
Pele.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or Ronaldo.
Thanks
until Cristiano Ronaldo.
Thanks for bringing it back to sport, actually.
Yeah. No, it's exactly like Liberace or Madonna. Or Elvis.
But it's weird, though, because sometimes you'll see this Brazilian bloke and, you know, on the back of his shirt, it'll say Gary.
Yeah.
And then you Google him, and his name is Raul Miguel Sanchez. There's no Gary in
there's
there.
There's always a Santos in there somewhere.
There's always a Santos.
And it is at least five names.
But there's no Gary. So what are the rules there?
I don't get it.
We're one step away from players going out, like when blokes get custom shirts for a stag do.
Exactly what it is.
And it's all just got their nicknames
stag do
on
shirts,
the
aren't they?
My that's favorite. What Hulk is then, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
It's a hangover from a stag do.
It must be, because that's just a nickname and they've actually put it on his shirt. The funniest one ever is Maicon. Do you remember the Brazilian player Maicon?
Yeah.
His dad liked hearing the name Michael because of the movie that Michael Douglas was in, Jewel of the Nile.
Jewel of the Nile. And Romancing the Stone. Great film.
I think it was that film.
Yeah.
And he liked it, but because of the Brazilian accent, Michael, it sounds like Michael. So he spells it M-A-I-C-O-N.
I swear, so why do Brazilians get away with this? Because, I'm sorry, so if you picked a random English foot, like James Ward-Prowse,
yes,
can't go to the FA and just say, by the way, it's going to say Raul on the back from now
on. He could.
I don't think they can.
I think they're who's not, to stop him?
It's for your name. They're not custom number plates.
That's exactly what they are, Toby. These are the private plates of shirt names. I can't believe you stumbled on a much funnier idea than I had. That is the best example of what they are.
Yeah.
It's a private plate.
It's a private number plate.
It's a plate designed to be cruised at 5 miles
so
an hour
true.
Down
when,
some expensive road.
When you go through Knightsbridge and there's
exactly
all those Lamborghinis.
Right. Yeah, it is.
The number plate's just like B6.
It's a private plate.
So Trent did his press conference this week, and he did it in fluent Spanish. I think
we've got the
clip, haven't we?
Yeah, it was really
It's pretty good. It's a little bit scouse, but
slightly scouse, but good. Yeah.
Listen to this.
Ser campeón y crecer y disfrutar con los mejores del mundo. Gracias y a la Madrid.
I mean, Toby, all you can say is se me sale la babita, yo no lo puedo evitar.
Yes, and I would say grande.
Yeah.
So as a Liverpool fan, it's like a knife through the heart hearing Trent Alexander-Arnold speaking in Spanish. Like, couldn't he have done it nearer to the start? Why is he doing it now? Let me recover a bit first. Do it before the season. In August.
I want to see a Spanish or German player come to England and just say, I'm delighted to be here. This is absolutely fantastic.
Spiffing
is a wonderful idea.
What a
wonderful club here at
top club.
Manchester. Absolutely wonderful.
That's essentially what he's done.
Suitable club for me, I think.
He's done a reverse McLaren.
He has. With a private plane.
Yeah, but I mean, also, he basically told us that he decided that he was going to leave the club about 3 weeks ago. That is not the accent of a man.
No, that's the guy who's been
learning Spanish for 2 years.
Easily.
He's been Duolingoing every day for 2 years, and we're meant to believe as Liverpool fans he's only just made his mind up.
No way.
Absolutely ridiculous. And also, the more I think about it now, the signs were there. His tash has got more Spanish.
It has.
In the last couple of seasons.
Sure. I think even the way he walks.
It's got
become slightly Spanish.
There's so many signs there. Anyway, yes, well, that was the good, unless you're a Liverpool fan, in which case it was very much the bad and the ugly. This is The Kickabout. Toby Tarrant in for Johnny Vaughan, and this is Ocean Colour Scene on Radio X.
Never saw it as the start. It's more change of heart. Rapping on the windows, whistling down the chimney pot. Blowing up the dust in the room where I forgot. I laid my plans in solid rock. Stepping through the door like a troubadour while I'm just an hour away. Looking at the trees on the roadside, feeling it's a holiday. You and I should ride the coast and wind up in our favorite coast just miles away. The rum and coke, told a dirty joke. Walking like Groucho, sucking on the number 10. Rolling on the floor with a cigarette, buns won't in. I miss the crush and I'm home again. Stepping through the door with a night and star wine just an hour away. Stepping to the sky and the star bright, feeling it's a brighter day. Coast, the wind up in our favorite coast just miles away. Roll a number, write another song like Jimmy heard the day. Tomorrow, and you and I, when we're coming down, we're only getting back, and you know I feel the sorrow.
Ocean Colour Scene, the day we caught the train, Saturday morning, The Kickabout on Radio X. And I often say it when I play that song, the most boring song title in music history.
It really is, isn't it? It doesn't inspire you with excitement, does it?
The day we caught the train.
Right.
I've always said, I think what happened was they were doing the album.
Yeah.
The record label wanted 10 songs. They got 9.
Sure.
They were going, anyone done anything recently that we could...
Well, they might have had to get the train in that day.
Yeah, and they're going, what about the day we...
And they say, write about what you know.
Exactly. we've had the good of the sporting week. We've got more of the good, the bad, and the ugly on the way for you.
Radio X.
Pets Club prices have landed at Pets at Home. And for a limited time only, everyone can enjoy our huge range of savings across all your pets' favourites. That's food, toys, bedding and T-R-E-A-T-S. All at lower irresistible prices. Find the tag and fetch the savings in-store, online or via the app today. Pets at Home. We're all for pets. Pets Club prices available to all customers until the 8th of October 2025, after which you must be a Pets Club member to redeem. Selected products and services, T's and C's apply.
Succulent teriyaki chicken kebabs, caramelising in a rich, tangy miso honey glaze on the barbecue. We'll just leave that thought there. You keep cracking on with that to-do list. It's lucky we're just round the corner. Co-op. Owned by you. Right by you.
Selected stores subject to availability. See in store for details.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases. It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg. What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
It's 1976 and one band is about to break down, break up or break through. Stereophonic, the record-breaking play, is now on stage in London. Featuring original music by former Arcade Fire member Will Butler. Variety hails it as theatrical solid gold. Stereophonic at the Duke of York's Theatre. But now at stereophonicplay.co.uk.
Those dark nights and dimlit days are so yesterday. Goodbye to the dreary commute, where it's coat on, coat off, coat on, coat off. It's cheers to those longer days and lighter nights. Let's enjoy that first sip of a cold beer in the fresh air, standing, chatting, where time stands still. Even if you do have to go to work tomorrow, there's still tonight. Visit your nearest Green King pub, where good times are almost guaranteed. See greenking.co.uk. 18 plus, drink responsibly.
I know what I like to invest in. That's why I choose eToro. With over 7,000 assets, I can invest in big global British stocks. Wait, what?
Big global British stocks.
Trade everything from local brands to global giants.
Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today.
eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
The Kickabout.
On Radio X.
Radio X.
And my thoughts got rude as you talked and chewed on the last of your pick and mix. Said you're mistaken if you're thinking that I haven't been caught cold before, as you bit into your strawberry lace. Then offered your attention in the form of a gobstopper. It's all you had left and it was going to waste. Your pastimes consisted of the strange and twisted and deranged, and I loved that little game you had called crying lightning, and how you like to aggravate the ice cream man on rainy afternoons.
Your profile could not hide the fact you knew I was approaching your throne. With folded arms, you occupied.
tasted of the strange, twisted and deranged. And I ate that little game you had called.
Tune Arctic Monkeys, Crying Lightning, Saturday morning, The Kickabout, Toby Tarrant, in for Johnny Vaughan. This is Radio X. Gavin, sorry, I forgot what our radio station was called there briefly. I've only been here 10 years.
There's a big green Radio X sign in front of you, Toby.
That's what I was looking for. That's what the pause was.
When in doubt, look around.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know when I'm getting into my radio, I get so tunnel visioned.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Sure.
Anyway, Gavin's here as well on Radio X. So we've had Gavin's good.
Yes.
It's time for me to look at the good. Good of the sports.
Go on, what's your good, Toby?
Well, I talked about this on my show a bit earlier in the week, but I was chatting about Bo Webster.
Who's Bo Webster? Go on.
Well, he's an Australian cricketer, but I think Bo Webster is a fantastic overweight American golfer's name.
Oh, definitely.
I think it's a shame he's an Aussie cricketer.
Except if being an Aussie, it's probably B-O. Does he spell it B-O?
No, it's B-E-A-U.
Oh, that is quite American, isn't it? Yeah.
You can imagine at the Masters, Bo Webster.
I just assume being Aussie, it's like short for Boris or something.
Though. Yeah.
Bo.
Well, Bo.
They stick an O on the back of anything.
Oh, yeah. Even Bo. He's Bo-O. Yeah.
Bo Webster.
So he got married in April.
Yeah.
But he's just got into the Australian team. So he got married in April.
Yeah.
And he was due to go on his honeymoon.
Mm.
But because Australia are playing South Africa and England in the World Test Championship final, he wanted to basically practice in English conditions before the game.
Right.
So he joined Warwickshire.
He signed up with Warwickshire, right.
So instead of going, you know, to Bali.
Yes, straight away on honeymoon.
They went to Birmingham.
Yeah, it's not the same, is it?
So his wife came with him. So he's been playing for Warwickshire. Because imagine doing that. Imagine she's had to go to, like, Derbyshire away for four-day cricket whilst it rains. And
I think there's no beaches in Birmingham.
Last time I checked.
I'm pretty sure there's no beaches.
And there's canals, but it's not like Venice canals.
It's not the same.
There's a shopping trolley in it.
That's right. And there's no waves.
There's nothing fun happening. And by the way, I went to Birmingham Uni. I love the city, but I wouldn't pick it for my honeymoon destination.
No.
And then they cut to her in the crowd the other day. He was just sat at Lord's watching him play cricket. And I just thought, as a fellow club cricketer, club cricketers everywhere, I just want to say that this man is our hero. Mm-hmm.
Because he's got the ultimate excuse. Most of the time is, I really want to go and watch this game.
Yeah,
he's been picked by his country.
Right.
You can't say no.
Yeah,
you can't argue.
And it's not like, I've always thought it's weird that, so my wife, Pippa, has to just take my word for it that I play cricket.
Right.
Because I leave about 9:30 on a Saturday morning.
Sure, yeah.
We play cricket.
Uh-huh.
That finishes about 8.
Uh-huh.
We get in the clubhouse. Sure. We get very drunk.
Sure, yeah.
I stumble in about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
All she's seen...
It's a full day's sport.
All she's seen from her point of view is a man go out at 9:30, come back at 2 a.m. drunk. Yeah. And she just has to take my word for it.
That there's been some cricket involved.
So I just want to say that this man is my hero for not only, you know, getting called up to the Australian national team at 31 years of age, but for taking his wife along with him for the ride. I can't really talk because do you know about our first wedding anniversary, Pippa and I?
Yeah, where did you take her?
Took her to the Molyneux.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's right.
Pippa had to be in Birmingham for work. I said, well, I love Birmingham.
It was either Capri or the Molyneux,
wasn't
it?
Yeah.
You were either going to go to Italy.
I always get those two confused. The amount of times I've accidentally started speaking in Italian and then some poor go, all right there, mate. I think you might have the wrong address there, all right. Yeah.
As excuses go, he's untouchable.
Oh, Bo
he's
Webster.
Untouchable, yeah.
Yeah, he's massive.
You can't mess with him.
Well, no, but we went to Birmingham for the weekend because it was our anniversary. Pips had to be up there for work, and I said, well, I love Birmingham. Let's go up and make a weekend of it. And then the fixtures came out, and it was Liverpool Wolves.
Oh.
I said, Pip, they're only down the road.
It's literally just there.
It's just there. Yeah. Anyway, Harvey Elliott scored a last-minute winner. Best anniversary ever.
Wonderful. So romantic.
This is Ash on Radio X.
Do you remember the time when you were gone from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's Deb, they're playing cards and you were into them and cigars. And she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sitting in that dreamy days by the water's edge, on a cool summer night, fireflies and stars in the sky, gentle glowing light from your cigarette. The breeze blowing softly on my face reminds me of something else, something that in my memory's been misplaced. Suddenly all comes back, and as I look to the stars, I remember the time. I don't know if you knew that. Always there with playing cards and we went to the cigars. But she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Searching through the darkness over the moon is red. Electricity in the air, twisting all through the night on the terrace. Now that summer is here, I know that you are almost in love with me. I can see it in your eyes, strange lights, you know the love of the sea tonight. And it almost blows my mind. And as I look to the stars, I remember the time when you were on Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Always there to play cards, we were into the cigars. But you never told me. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sleep in the chair by the window. It felt as if you'd returned. I thought that you were standing over me. When I woke, there was no one there. I still love you, girl from Mars. Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Always there for the main cars. You went to the cigars. But you never told me. Remember the time we were from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's everything that caught you into the cigars. And I'll still dream of you. I still love you, girl from Mars.
Happy Saturday. It's Radio X. It's the Kickabout. Toby Tarrant in for Johnny Vaughan and Gavin the Woodman Woods. We've had a look at the good of the sporting week. It's time now to look at the bad. Shall I take point on this one?
Let's hear your bad, Toby. Go on.
Yeah, I'll Peter Crouch, you Jermaine Defoe. I'll flick them on. You put them in the back of the net. Yeah.
Okay.
So the bad of the sporting week was the poor Scottish goalkeeper, Kieran Slicker.
What happened to Kieran Slicker?
Apart from
having one of the coolest names ever.
It's a great name.
Fantastic.
It's not a great goalkeeper name, though, is it?
Yes, Slick.
You want
Kieran Gripper.
No, you were like, his name could be Kieran Butterfinger.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
No, you don't want that.
No.
So, 22 years old, made his debut for Scotland the other day.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't really planned. Right. So the first choice Scottish goalkeeper is Craig Gordon, believe it or not.
Still!
Who is, I think he is 42 or something.
He's definitely in his 40s.
Man. Yeah.
Is he really Craig Gordon?
It's Craig Gordon. I know. I didn't think he was just retired.
Amazing.
I thought he was dead.
That is amazing.
He's 42.
42. I thought I went to his funeral.
Well, we've seen goalkeepers get to 40 before, haven't we? Neville Southall went on forever.
Buffon.
He? Yeah,
Buffon.
Buffon went forever.
Yeah. So Craig Gordon was injured.
Right.
I'm not surprised at his age.
Yeah.
he got a replacement.
He was injured getting out of the bath.
No, he never gets injured getting out of the bath nowadays because he's got one of those things that lowers you in.
Oh, and a door in the bath.
Yeah, a door.
Oh, classic.
Even though I don't need one, I like the idea of a door in the bath.
It's more sort of gentleman.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a carriage.
Because also, you're naked.
Exactly.
And there's something hilarious about it. I've never walked through a door naked.
That door should be called the gentleman. Gentlemen's excuse me. There should be a reason for why that's called that.
And then the next stage is you have to put that grippy thing at the bottom of the bath. It's like octopus tentacles to stop you slipping in the shower. Yeah. We digress.
We do, yeah.
Angus Gunn, he got injured six.
He was the number two choice.
So he got injured 6 minutes into the game.
Wow.
The third choice was a great Scottish name. Robbie McCrory.
That's very Scottish.
Yeah.
Robbie McCrory.
Hey, we Robbie.
How's Robbie doing these days?
Do you mean Robbie McCrory?
go on.
He got injured in the warm-up.
Right.
But by the way, you can tell that all these footballers are on their holidays, aren't they?
Definitely. Yeah.
They're just all getting injured.
So, I suspect quite a few hangovers
are
at play here.
Conveniently, Robbie McCrory probably got injured the warm-up, but also had a flight to catch to Tenerife. So the fourth choice.
I love the idea of the fourth choice anyone not realising.
What was he even doing
they're
at
gonna
the ground?
Be playing. I know, exactly.
Why were you there? Yeah.
Exactly. So did he play?
So he came on after 6 minutes.
Right.
He is Ipswich's second choice keeper.
Good God.
So he's second choice at Ipswich, fourth choice at Scotland.
Yeah.
He made his debut for Scotland. He let in three goals. I watched the highlights.
No.
He's probably at fault for all of them.
Oh, no.
I would say.
Well, that's not fair.
It's
You're not
fair.
Expecting to play.
After the third
Who was Scotland playing at the
they're
time?
They're playing Iceland.
Okay, so that's not a minnow team.
No.
They're not Liechtenstein. They're not
Andorra.
But
you know those Scandinavians, they're not going to go easy on you.
Definitely.
You know what the Vikings were like?
Absolutely.
If they smell blood.
Sure.
They saw a fourth choice goalkeeper.
Sure.
But you know that moment, because there's always that thing as a goalkeeper when you make a mistake and then you have to look up at the defenders who are all looking at you so disappointedly.
Yeah.
If I was him, I'd turn around and go, I wasn't meant to be here.
No, I'd go full offense. I'd start shouting at the defenders and blame them.
Jordan Pickford
really screaming.
Yeah, counter-attack. You've got to.
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, there we go. Well, we'd like to dedicate today's show to Kieran Slicker because the poor guy wasn't even meant to be there.
It can only get better from here.
I don't know. He was pretty bad.
He could come on for Ipswich.
Well, they called up a free agent afterwards.
That's a low point.
Oh, no.
That's a low point. Oh, poor Kieran. This is Jack Pignatte, Torn on the Platform on Radio X.
Once more, just before I'm leaving, Torn on the Platform. Once more, just before I'm leaving, Tone on the Platform. A weekend away, leave the city today. Don't want the big smoke to leave me behind. The train leaves at 2, platform 3, Waterloo. 50p to the tram makes me feel kind. I get a good seat, with the window my feet are up on the one in front, everyone stares. But why do they care? Like there's feelings in chairs. Stuck for 3 hours until I get there. Eyes are not dry. So I'll be lies. That in a few minutes the train will be gone. Sighs. City flies. Wonder why would anyone want to live where I come from? I'll turn on the platform. Wish that I had been late. I missed the train and given them an excuse. But what is the use? I've less slack than a noose. Do or die, stay or go, what should I choose? Cause eyes.
minutes this train will be gone. Sighs, 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 city flies, flies, flies. Wondering why would anyone want to leave where I come from? I'm torn on the platform. I'm torn on the platform. I'm torn on the platform. Like in a film, the motion starts to slow. To close. Momentarily I'm standing froze. Gonna jump between the gap and on the platform flat. I'm not torn on the platform. I'm torn on the platform. I'm torn on the platform.
Chap in Yarte, Torn on the Platform on Radio X. Toby Tarrant here, filling in for Johnny Vaughan on The Kickabout with Gavin the Woodman Woods. And if you sit there every week listening to this show going, I like this show, I just don't like the music. Or you go, I like this show, but I don't like all the shameless capitalist agenda to sell me things every few minutes. Or if you sit there and go, that last link Toby and Gavin did was quite funny, but it would probably be better if it was edited down a bit shorter. Well, you should hear about the Kickabout podcast.
If you want this show in one gulp. If you want to consume this show like a python does, a warthog. Then, download the podcast.
Then you would love the podcast. It's this show, but not dragging on quite as much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the Kickabout without the fluff.
It is. It's the Kickabout with none of the throw-ins.
Exactly. It's a football match, but one that you went to the pub and recorded,
and
you fast forward
and
all the boring
through
bits.
Yeah.
So that is available on Global Player after the show.
If you're part of the emergency services, you're always there for others. Now it's time to invest in yourself at the Blue Light Show. Join colleagues from police, fire, ambulance, rescue and more at Olympia London on June the 18th and 19th. Experience hands-on learning, live demos and sessions on leadership, well-being and cross-service collaboration. It's free to attend and backed by London's emergency services. Register now at bluelight.com. Show.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less, do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
Switching broadband providers. What a faff. Do it next week, week after, or next year. But what if it was actually easy? Suddenly. Switch to Virgin Media's lightning-fast broadband and we'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth, faff-free switching. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
Understanding what I'm investing in is key. That's why I use eToro. Powerful tools, useful insights. Everything I need to make confident decisions starts with AI analysis.
Wait, what?
AI analysis.
AI analysis.
Trade smarter with innovative features and expert insights. Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. Not investment advice. eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
B&Q and TradePoint's Big You Can Do It sale is back. Save big with loads of unmissable summer deals in-store and online. You can do it when you B&Q it. Ends 1st of July.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Succulent teriyaki chicken kebabs, caramelizing in a rich, tangy miso honey glaze on the barbecue. We'll just leave that thought there. You keep cracking on with that to-do list. It's lucky we're just round the corner. Co-op. Owned by you. right by you.
Selected stores subject to availability. See in-store for details.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. Globalacademy.com.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
You've nestled into a cozy cocoon under a toasty blanket. You've achieved peak sofa comfort. What would you get up for? Remote that's just out of reach?
I'll just watch whatever's on.
Phone charger?
I've still got 2%.
Housemate who forgot their key?
Nah.
Ben and Jerry's cookie dough.
I'm listening.
It's jam-packed with irresistible cookie dough chunks. It's just so much dough.
I'm up. You had me at dough.
Ben and Jerry's. More is more.
Kick about.
On Radio X.
Radio X.
Of Leon, Four Kicks on Radio X, and we've had the good, we've had a bit of the bad, but should we squeeze some more bad out of the sporting week, Gavin?
Yes.
Let's do it. What have you got for us, Gav?
So, the Club World Cup. This is my bad. Mm. So, like you said, Toby, the end of the season...
No, do you know what, Gav? Say no more, let's play a song. I've heard enough. What a pointless tournament, but give it to me.
Well, are you looking forward, say, on Wednesday to the game between Man City and Wydad Casablanca? How about the Real Madrid fixture against Al Hilal? Now, obviously, Al Hilal, they're one of the more famous
Saudi teams.
They're trying to buy everyone all the time.
Yeah.
But it's just so blatant what this is.
It's money.
And it's just trying to pretend that these teams belong in a competition with these other teams.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And it's conveniently come along just at the time that the Saudi league started having loads of money pumped into it.
Sure. And also, it's coming at a time when the only thing anyone's interested in is transfers.
Yes.
And it's just getting in the way of the actual entertainment, which is watching people freak out about whether players are going to come or not.
Yes.
That's what I want to see in June, July.
I mean, it's quite a good opportunity to, because Real Madrid sign everyone.
Right.
If you're a big team.
Yeah. And City too. Have you noticed with Man City, there's no transfer stories. It's just, here's a guy they've signed. That's it.
There's no
4-month build-up.
Yeah.
There's no preamble.
No.
There's no that, you know, they've made an offer. But
he's ours now.
We've got him.
Yeah.
And always, quite reasonable prices too.
Yeah, what's that about?
Quite reasonable prices.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's incredible.
But a bit like, you know, when there was that stage where footballers kept getting robbed when they were playing football because right. the robbers knew they're out the house.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So if you ever want to sign a player, like yeah. you know on Wednesday, uh-huh. Real Madrid for 90 minutes are playing against Wydad Casablanca. Quickly, get your bids in.
Mm.
They're distracted.
They're really distracted.
It's like dangling yeah. some keys for a toddler. Except the keys are Wydad Casablanca.
That's right.
Quickly, Real Madrid, look over here whilst we sign someone so that you don't get your grubby little hands on them.
All I'm thinking is, why, Dad? Casablanca.
So, as if this tournament wasn't ridiculous enough, there's a Panini sticker book.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Well, for
this rubbish. Because a Panini sticker book is how I fell in love. The reason I'm a Liverpool fan is a Panini sticker book.
Right.
98 World Cup, I got so into football because of the sticker book.
Right.
Then Michael Owen scored against Argentina. I fell in love with him. The rest is history.
Yeah, yeah.
So Panini sticker books were my childhood.
It's a way of adding authenticity to the competition.
That they're trying to make,
it's
like,
just nonsense.
There's no kids in playgrounds desperate to get their hands on a shiny Wydad Casablanca goalkeeper. I'll swap you for your Wydad Casablanca player. But just when it couldn't be any more farcical, this sticker book.
Yeah.
So the guy that runs FIFA, that Gianni Infantino.
Oh, Johnny Baby, as his name translates.
Yes, yeah. Johnny Baby.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he has put his own sticker in the Panini sticker
what?
Book.
What? Well, for collecting.
For collecting.
Oh, man.
And
which other members of FIFA have you got?
It's a
no one's asking that.
Yeah.
Who's the head of marketing at FIFA?
But not only that, Infantino, and this is like the most dictator thing ever, has made himself a gold shiny.
Oh my God.
I'm
feeling nauseous.
I think that might be the worst thing that's ever happened in football.
I think so.
I think so. So to sum up, yes, Gavin, you're right. It is bad. Thank you for sharing. Right, this is Mumford & Sons of a track from their latest album, Rushmere, on Radio X on your Saturday morning. We've still got the ugly to come.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye? Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under streetlight spells, a truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart.
Kickabout
on Radio X.
Like to play hard, and no venue lets you play quite like Roxy Ballroom in St. Mary Axe. Two floors of booze and ball games, from American pool and karaoke to beer pong and tech darts. They really bring the playground to the bar. And it's all soundtracked by a massive rock and indie playlist. For your chance to win a £1,000 gift voucher for the ultimate night out at Roxy Ballroom, plus £1,000 in cash, head to radiox.co.uk. At ratings only, please drink responsibly.
Scottish Power has just been ranked top large energy supplier in the UK for customer service by Citizens Advice for the third quarter running. But we're not slowing down, and neither is this butterfly. We're continuing to put in the miles to make sure our customer service keeps getting even better. Run over to scottishpower.co.uk today to find out more.
Whew. Ranked top from April to December 2024 excludes Northern Ireland. Ofgem defines large energy suppliers as those with a market share of at least 5% in either gas or electricity.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor Squeaky.
When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Pets Club prices have landed at Pets at Home. And for a limited time only, everyone can enjoy our huge range of savings across all your pets' favourites. That's food, toys, bedding and T-R-E-A-T-S. All at lower irresistible prices. Find the tag and fetch the savings in-store, online or via the app today. Pets at Home. We're all for pets. Pets Club prices available to all customers until the 8th of October 2025, after which you must be a Pets Club member to redeem. Selected products and services, T's and C's apply.
Those dark nights and dim-lit days are so yesterday. Goodbye to the dreary commute, where it's coat on, coat off, coat on, coat off. It's cheers to those longer days and lighter nights. Let's enjoy that first sip of a cold beer in the fresh air, standing, chatting, where time stands still. Even if you do have to go to work tomorrow, there's still tonight. Visit your nearest Green King pub, where good times are almost guaranteed. See greenking.co.uk. 18 plus, drink responsibly.
You modern day saint. Stepping in when the teaching assistant fell ill. Look at those little faces, bask in the warm glow of their gratitude. Now, where's the coffee? Is that instant? But you, sir, are a smart cookie. You've snuck in a Taylor's coffee bag. Real ground coffee in a bag that tastes real good. Double geography later, bring it on. Taylor's coffee bags. Where there's hot water, there's great coffee.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 12. Investigators from the UK have arrived in India to help out the team looking into Thursday's plane crash that killed all but one of the 242 people on board. Here, there's been a minute's silence for the victims at the King's official birthday parade in central London. Iran has started its retaliation on Israel after attacks on key nuclear facilities. Missiles have been fired overnight, with people told to take cover in bomb shelters in several cities. Former British diplomat Lord Ricketts explains how Israel's president wants to stop Iran from building a nuclear weapon.
For years he was held back by American presidents, and also concerns that perhaps Israel didn't have the military capacity, and with Donald Trump in the White House, Netanyahu I think feels absolutely empowered now to do this.
Police officers have had fireworks and bottles thrown at them during a fifth night of violence in Northern Ireland. The unrest started following an alleged sexual assault in Ballymena and has now spread to Portadown. Some homes have been flooded in Kent after major thunderstorms last night. The Met Office says 30,000 lightning strikes were recorded too, but most of them were over the sea. And David Beckham says he's really proud after being made a Sir. He's been recognised for his services to sport and charity. Roger Daltrey and Gary Oldman have also been knighted.
Weather.
Rain and thunder in the north, sun and showers in the south, highs of 25. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Tom Crosdale.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Kickabout.
Radio X.